This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I have Dr. John Tung, founder of medical device company Twin Catalyst, to discuss their unisex contraceptive device called Wonderleaf and their take on creating products that benefit people on all sides of the spectrum.
My name is Dr. John Tung. I'm an OBGYN, obstetrician and gynecologist based in Cebu, Malaysia. Now, I've been doing the same thing as a clinician for the last 20, 30 years now. And what we have come up with is called Wonderleaf unisex condom. You heard of condom before, but you've probably never heard of unisex before. Simply put, it's a condom that is applicable for both men and women. There is such a thing called female condom in the world. It's just that it's not very popular. So we come up with a unisex condom that is entirely different again. So as an obstetrician and gynecologist, you know, we deal with sexual health all the time. And eventually I come up with the thinking that, you know, whatever we have as a barrier, which is a form of contraception that can prevent diseases, is not enough to cover the whole area. So I add a shield to the condom. Adding a layer of adhesive to the shield so that it will stick onto the genital part of the body. And it can be unisex by just flipping in and out for men and for women, and they solve the problem. Yes, so this is where I come from. I invented this about 10 years ago. Actually, it's been a long journey.
Yeah.
And then since then, I've been developing it. And in Cebu, very much this is the journey. Yeah.
Absolutely. I believe you created and patented these products in 2013, which would mean that we are slowly coming up to the 10-year anniversary next year of this product. Yeah, which is fantastic. Now, I want to ask you a little bit about the sort of research and development process for this product. Obviously, it must have taken a little bit to sort of figure out exactly how things should fit, you know, what adhesives to use that are safe as well for that part of the body. I mean, tell me a little bit about that and that process of creating the product and then going through the patenting process as well.
Yeah, for a lot of people, you know, when they look at condom, it's such a simple thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's like a pair of socks. You know, how complicated can it be? The complication actually arises when it is a medical device. When you talk about prevention of sexually transmitted diseases, and you talk about prevention of unintended pregnancies, the medical device authority actually cramped down on these claims. See, so you will need to go through all these regulatory requirements, such as biocompatibility studies. You need to go through clinical trials. You need to test that it is durable enough to undergo very forceful activities down there. And on top of that, you need to be easy to use so people would like to use it. And,
yeah.
And that doesn't impair the sensation. And that's an important part of it. And for me, so we spent a lot of time in figuring out what is the best stickiness for Wonderleaf. And eventually, you know, it took many years, actually, we come out to the right stickiness where it is not too painful to remove it. At the same time, it can still stay on. So this is what I've been doing for the last 7-8 years. And it costs a lot of money, a lot of time, energy. And we are grateful that, you know, during this time, as you say, you know, we actually have a lot of grant from Malaysian government. And this is one of the reasons why, despite a lot of invitations from overseas for us to go overseas to set up factories overseas to manufacture Wonderleaf, but we so far we've been sticking on to Malaysia because the government has been very supportive, including mostly the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, Credit Fund, PECCOM Ventures, MTDC, which is Malaysian Technological Development Corporation, and even from Sarawak, we have Sarawak Research Development Council. Altogether, they contribute about 5 million ringgit to sponsor I mean, as a grant for our One Leaf R&D and marketing later on.
Was that over time, or was that the initial, jump start for your funding?
Oh, it took us a few years to convince them to give us money. But once we are in, become easier. Subsequent application for funding, and of course we have to be good in complying with the milestones that's been set down during the pitching.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned earlier that you have turned down offers to do production in foreign countries or elsewhere because you have these grants, you have the support from the Malaysian government. So tell me a little bit about the production process as well. I assume you have manufacturing facilities here?
Yeah, we are very grateful actually. We've been able to set up our own manufacturing facilities in Cebu, Malaysia. This is where I practice and this is where I live. Because during the journey, there's a lot of modifications since day one until now. We've learned so much along the way about the product and about the human activities and behavior. And we're modifying it accordingly, even constantly. There's a lot of breakthroughs in selecting the material and in testing it and talking to people, you know, how these things can be make it more appropriate for people of different background. We have to draw, I mean, being in Cebu has a lot of difficulties, as you said. You know, we are from an island of Borneo, and which is almost like isolated from the rest of the world.
Right.
But so a lot of things we have to get it from overseas. For example, we have to get our raw material initially. I have to go to Japan for 5 times to source for material there. I went to China, Taiwan. Eventually, we source different materials from different countries, as well as the manufacturing machines and devices to start from raw material to processes and then to packaging all in one. We've been able to do it in Cebu. For that, actually, we are very grateful and we've been able to employ more people from locally to work for us. At the moment, we're using polyurethane. It's a synthetic rubber. So it's not rubber. It's not natural rubber. Natural rubber is good because it's quite cheap. It's readily available in Malaysia. It's been tested over time. It's elastic. But Wonderleaf doesn't need that kind of elasticity. You know what I mean?
So basically, because Wonderleaf has that adhesive element, you don't necessarily need the elasticity that is associated with rubber specifically.
Yeah, that is one point. Another reason why we use polyurethane is because the female condom uses polyurethane, and polyurethane is being used in other condoms as well, such as Sagami, you know, Okamoto. They all have these polyurethane condoms material to be used as condom. So, these are all tested material. That's why, I mean, it would be easier for us to just use something that's been tested in the market. So we went along the route of polyurethane, and it turned out to be quite a nice decision. So all that we need to do is just add on the adhesive onto the material to make it stay on the body.
And also, out of interest, I also understand that with, I guess, traditional like latex condoms, there's the fear of people who have like latex allergies and stuff like that. Is polyurethane a hypoallergenic material? Is that something that is another benefit, or is it just another risk?
You're right this time. Yeah, because it's not synthetic. It's not natural. Synthetic materials tend to be inert. Completely inert. So it doesn't involve this kind of hyperallergenic reaction in people.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break for some messages, but after that, I will continue speaking to Dr. John Tang, founder of medical device company Twin Catalyst, about their unisex contraceptive device, Wonderleaf. So do stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Bluff-free medium, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Dr. John Tang. He's the founder of medical device company Twin Catalyst and the inventor of unisex contraceptive device Wonderleaf. Before the break, we talked about the catalyst for the inception of the company, as well as the process and the production of Wonderleaf. And now I would like to ask the big elephant in the room, which is pricing and where this even retails. Tell me a little bit about that and introducing Wonderleaf into the market.
Yeah, introducing Wonderleaf into the market has a lot of challenges. It's, number one, it's new. Like, you've never heard of it before, until today, maybe. So in order to tell people about Wonderleaf, which is quite different, I would say drastically different from the rest of the contraceptive methods in the market, I think there's going to be a lot of education and a lot of social media exposure that we need to do before people will get to know about it. So there is one challenge. Another one is wondering if the market out there is untested. So we don't know how the general public is going to react to that. Mm-hmm. So that news needs to go out to the public for them to know about it. I mean, over the last so many years, we've invested a lot of money into R&D, and it's difficult to put a price tag on all this R&D that we spent.
Yeah.
But we also understand that, we need to be competitive in order to enter the market so that, you'll be able to entice people to buy. So I think the way to go is to price it with strategically, in the sense that we'll be probably at a more premium kind of level of pricing. That means it will be probably more expensive than the regular condom, but will be cheaper than the very expensive condoms such as Sagami and Okamoto. So we'll be probably price ourselves in between. So our prices will be cheaper than the female condom, for example.
Right. From what I gather, I believe Wonderleaf currently is available for purchase only on your website. You're not really a presence in any sort of brick and mortar form at the moment. And if I have this right, I believe that Wonderleaf is being sold for RM14.95 for a pack of two.
Yes, yes. Mm. It takes a bit of time to actually come to bring the products to the physical stores. I mean, we are available in our stores, our own online stores and Shopee. But we are going to be selling our products in mynews.com and MyValue convenience stores in Malaysia. And hopefully we'll be able to penetrate more pharmacies and retail stores around Malaysia, since we've already got the registration in Malaysia under NDA.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah, when that happens, we hope, by economy of scale, so we'll be able to bring down the prices even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious to know, what efforts, I mean, you mentioned that customer education is a huge part of this, right? Not just, the benefits or whatever, but even how to use something that is completely new and maybe not necessarily as instinctive, let's say. So tell me a bit about that. What are the efforts that are being put in terms of customer education, apart from obviously this conversation?
We are very grateful for BFM for our exposure. The social media is important. We've got marketing team now. We don't have it, marketing team, until last year, later last year. So our marketing team is working very hard to bring this to the social media and the internet, and getting the news reporters to talk about us and talking to convenience stores to ask them to list our product in there. And of course, we go around to the NGOs as well. We talk to the Federation of Reproductive Health Association Malaysia, which is the biggest family planning association in Malaysia. And last year, they actually endorsed our product. So if you look at Wonderleaf packaging, you will be able to see the logo stamp on it. So with the endorsement, actually, it's very important for people to have a confidence in the product.
Mm.
So, so these are all the things that we're doing. We hope to do more, and we hope to have more people start talking about it. And product is a product. Wonderleaf is a product. For my perspective, as a clinician, as a OBGYN has been seeing, who's been seeing all these unintended pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections in my clinic, day in, day out. I think One Delivery is more like a mission. There's a movement for me so that people will have the certainty that they won't contract sexually transmitted diseases and or unintended pregnancies in the course.
Yeah.
And by so doing, we may be able to address some of the taboos in our society about sexual and reproductive health. In Malaysia especially, we are very conservative. The way I look at it is that previously, you know, taboo is a good thing, because when you do not have a good answer to a question or good solution to a problem, by using taboo is a very straightforward method to curb things from happening.
Mm.
But as people are getting, the generations are different now, and people are more educated, it can be a lot of struggle between the people addressing the taboo issues. So by introducing a new and effective method for contraception and sexually transmitted diseases prevention, I hope to address all these issues at one go.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I do not have to deal with patients crying in front of me, begging me to do abortion, for example.
Mm. At the heart of it all, it's a health issue. It's not something to do that. It's not just something frivolous, and it's not something that is purely taboo for the sake of being taboo. Facilitating these conversations and being able to talk openly about this, like you said, prevents a lot of people from stumbling into situations where their health is compromised, you know, their lives are compromised because they don't have access to that sort of education. So I think it's extremely important to facilitate and to carry out these conversations without fear of taboo or stigma, absolutely. And I think also one of the other interesting things about the product that you have been talking about today is that it's not just the single unisex condom that you guys are making available now. It's sort of developed and you've sort of riffed on the material that you're using to also create some other products. I believe you do have a cap condom, I believe it's called, that is technically for, it's designed for men to use in monogamous relationships where contraception rather than necessarily any sort of infection transmission is sort of the main concern. And you also are using the same material for the Wonderleaf adhesive pouch as well, which is a wound dressing, right?
Yes. You're right, actually. Yeah.
I mean, so I think it's incredible that you're able to, like, the one sort of problem or the one sort of a pain point that you wanted to find a solution for is now slowly able to spin off into other solutions as well.
Yeah, all within the boundaries of my clinical knowledge, really. So it's not surprising at all. I mean, when you look at Wonderleaf in this condom, it's a three-dimensional kind of structure with the fat sheet there. In the center, there is a protrusion. But you can, if you use it on the wound, then you can cover up the wound. And the middle part, you can actually cover a lot of protrusions coming out from our body, for example, like
right.
the fingers, the digits on our hand and the ear, for example, and some of the medical devices that's been attached to the body. For example, like central line that we, like a cannula that's been inserted onto the body for transfusion, this and that. By using that three-dimensional pouch, we'll be able to secure it and prevent it, waterproof it, prevent it from infection.
Yeah.
So we can use this same concept across the medical fraternity.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
My final question for you, Dr. John, is what are the plans for the future of Wonderleaf and Twin Catalyst?
Right. The future is unknown. I mean, God willing, we'll be able to get more certifications around the world, especially FDA and CE marking, which we've been actively working on since last year, and with the funding from the government in this respect. So once we can get FDA and CE marking, we'll be able to penetrate more international markets and make this product available around the world. And as I mentioned just now, we talk about the physical stores that is going to be involved in selling Wonderleaf as well. And recently, we just signed up with a Taiwanese distributor who's been very, very keen. He's been chasing us all the time for bringing Wonderleaf to Taiwanese market. And we are very thankful in that respect because of the social media and news reporting around the world. We've been receiving requests from everywhere, really, from Argentina to New Zealand and to Finland to Japan. A lot of letters been sent to us, asking us when can they have the Wonderleaf unisex condom in their country. Mm-hmm. So we are working very hard towards this goal. So that's a long-term goal. Short-term goal will be getting more readily available for Malaysians because we are already registered in Malaysia.
Mm.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm so excited and I really look forward to seeing, whenever that may be, Wonderleaf hit the store shelves. So thank you very much, Dr. John, for speaking to me today all about Wonderleaf and Twin Catalyst.
Thank you very much, Christine, for having me. It's a pleasure.
This has been Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Dr. John Tung, founder of medical device company Twin Catalyst and inventor of unisex contraceptive device, Wonderleaf. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can go ahead and download the podcast on our app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And you can also head over to bfm.my to listen back to the podcast and download it as well. This is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.